If you based your reality on TV, what conclusions do you come to? Right? Housewives never get along. Okay? In marriage, everybody's cheating. Someone's always plotting the death of another. I mean, absolutely. Okay? Brokenness is the normal. What else do you find? The world is billions and billions of years old, right? Okay? And you all came from primates called apes. You know, if you are to see and believe everything you hear, everything you watch on TV is true. Little child had fallen, scraped his knee, and he's screaming his head off, you know, tears, crocodile tears, those big ones, you know, running down his cheeks. His mom comes, picks him up, you'll be okay. And she sets him down, and then he looks at the knee and he sees blood and he screams some more. And he asked his mom, am I going to die? Reality check. What does mama say? I don't know. Right? Is that what mom says? I don't know. I can't tell the future. What does mom say to that question? Am I going to die? She comforts him and she knows the reality that this injury is probably not going to cause death. Right? Okay. Into our dramas, we may not have the crocodile tears, and we may not be screaming our heads off, right? But into our drama comes God's word to help us with how we perceive and sense reality. You can follow along. I've got the NIV text, and the reason why it's a little bigger print on my page. But in the front of your hymnal, in Psalm 104, you can follow along. And it is the ESV translation that you have in your hands. And you can see what God says into your reality. Okay? Now, specifically for this morning, Psalm 104 has, 35 verses? We would be here a while with my preaching style if we were going to do all 35. So the good news, besides the gospel, that Jesus loves you, is I'm not doing all 35. So we're going to start, I have to look, 27. Go down to 27. It says, these all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. And when you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. But may sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Into our reality, as God tells us the truth, what do we learn? Now, earlier in this psalm, and you can skim it real quick if you're a speed reader, you know, the first part of this psalm is that God created. God created the world. God created you. God created all of us. God created. And God has overseen his creation from the first day when he said, and he looked, and he said, it is good. And God continues to preserve his people. That's also in this psalm. But in our sense of reality, what do we think about that truth? If you've had surgery, and the pain was horrendous, And the medication wasn't stopping it. Did you ever feel like you were dying? And the answer is yeah. Or you wish you died to just get it over with. If you've ever had your heart broken, for some of you, you might go back and I know Pastor Al married his sweetheart from school, but some of us did not, and some of us had that first love. In my case, it wasn't Gwen, and she knows about that, you know. But you had that first love, and you know, whether you broke up with her or she broke up with you, however it went, boy, it crushed the heart. And we think, this is it. My life is over. Going back further, when you were in elementary school and you got in trouble and your parents grounded you, did you think you were never going to have a life? Our perception of reality is as goofy as the day is long, isn't it? Then why is it we get down in the dumps so easily? Why is it that we become grumpy and sour grapes? Why is it that our hope vanishes? It's because we forgot God. It's as simple as that. But the best news to that perspective, the best news to that view of life is right here in the text. God has not forgotten you. It's as simple as that. If you have food on the table, it's because God opened up his hands. Now, I know you make a wage or you save for retirement and you have to go to the store and you have to use the coupons, or maybe you don't use coupons and you have to pay the bill. But the fact that there is nothing that we created for ourselves. God created the world. God created the seasons. God created the plants and the food and the vegetables and even spinach. God created. And in this creation and by his creation, we are sustained. And it may not always be chocolate on the table, but we are sustained. And we are sustained for the sake of his purpose that he has given us. The Bible reminds you, God has opened his hands to you. The next thing we notice is that God looks at you. There are times in the scriptures when the nation Israel was so disobedient. Oh, boy. You think you've been bad? No, you haven't measured up to them. I mean, please don't try. But they had false idols. They had, oh, gosh, they were wicked. They even got involved in killing children, sacrificing children. I mean, it was that bad. And this was supposed to be God's people. And there are phrases in the Bible that tell us how offended God became. And it says when he turned his face away. This psalm tells you God didn't turn his face away. Not to punish you, not to torment you in that way, but to wake you up. How many times has God tried to wake you up? Teach you a lesson, right? He said, don't do that. And you did it. You know? And God tries to wake us up, and he tells us that. And parenting is that way, isn't it? We try to tell our children, don't do that. Or, you know, there are consequences when we do things. If you don't pick up your clothes and put them in the laundry basket, and your mother says, I will only wash the clothes that are in the laundry basket, and your clothes, and then you come out one school morning, and you say, I don't have anything to wear. Mother takes you by the ear, mine did, walks you to your room, points on the floor, wear those, because those are your clothes. So I did. Stunk to high heavens. School calls. Your kid smells. I found I could outweigh my mom. It wasn't a good thing to do, though. But she did make a point. And God does that when he turns his face away. But then he turns his face back towards us. And the Bible talks about when the fullness of time had come, when did he show his face the greatest? Is when he sent Jesus. And you know about that powerful gospel that Christ is born and the angels praised God and the shepherds worshiped and Mary pondered all these things in her heart. And the wise men, you know, they came from the east and they too eventually found Christ and there they worshiped him, giving him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The Bible tells us about how God turned his face and shone his grace upon the world that peace would be established. And yet into our chaos, we're thinking God doesn't show up. And into our anxiety, God isn't giving us rest. And into our pain, God is not giving us comfort. But the reality check is, yes, he has. He has come to us in the water and the word of our baptism. He has come to us in the body and blood, the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. He has come to us in the power of the word. He has come to us. But if we constantly listen to the world, then God is not real. Then the word has no power. Your baptism means nothing. And the Lord's Supper is worthless if we were to believe the world. And the difficulty that I find in our lifestyle is we hear more TV than we hear the word. We listen to more of the things of this earth and the tools of the devil than we do to the tools that God has given. We listen more to popular music and what talks about, you know, what do they say? If you play country music backwards, you get your dog back, your truck back, and you know, I don't listen to country music, so I'm not even sure what the quote is. But, you know, you understand? If that's what we're listening to, no wonder we have a really out of kilter perspective. And if we carry that into worship, then this has very little power and impact in your life. And the confirmation kids told me last Wednesday, Pastor, why do you talk so long? See, I got you. Yeah. Yeah. And they started naming names who's sleeping. Ooh. But you understand. This seems long because this isn't pleasing your flesh. This doesn't have a very fast rhythm. There's nothing to snap your fingers at, you know, or to move your body around, and I'm not going there. Do you understand? This is boring compared to the high-tech, high-energy car chase, shoot 'em up, and you follow the bullet as it goes through some human being's body with all the special effects. This is absolutely dull if you're going to measure it by your reality of TV. But does the TV tell you your sins are forgiven? Does the TV tell you God has prepared a place for you? Does the TV tell you that one day the Lord and Giver of life will call you home? The one who gave you breath, as the psalmist says, is the one who gives you eternal breath. Does the TV tell you that? It doesn't show you in fancy, high-tech, ultra-deaf technology. It just tells you through the cross. Where the Son was once, with his arms outstretched and the nails piercing him, where he wore the crown of thorns, where he was lifted up and mocked and made fun of. It's not high tech, but it is the message of God, and it is the truth. It is the power of God that sustains us. It is the promise of God that gives us hope. It is the strength of God that gives us endurance. It is the peace of God that gives us that ability to not, you know, pull our hair out. But maybe I did. It is all that God is. And it's right here for you. And this is only one small portion of God's word that lifts up our hearts in, when we're scared or afraid or panicky or whatever we're doing. Whenever we feel isolated, alone, rejected, this is a great place to be because it reminds us and tells us you are loved. Your heart can hurt and you are still loved. You can be naughty and you're still loved. You could have forgotten him and he still loves you. And you could have been an idiot and he still loves you. Have I missed anybody yet? Aren't we all of these things sometimes? Or one of them occasionally? Psalm 104, it's easy to remember. It's the age that few of us ever lived to. I knew one lady, 106. So turn to the scriptures and have a reality check. When the TV is depressing and the politics is ugly and the commercials are unbelievable and the promises are fake, turn to the scriptures and you will find hope. Because you will find life. Amen.